Dictation for Danny, Danny Bishop, Bishop, June 765. Addresses a letter to Roberta Sue, Sue Han, Hannp, 773-6600. Dear Roberta, consultation for Mr. Bishop, abnormal kidney function. Kidney function was normal up to June 2022. Creatinine 1 to 1.1 for a GFR better than 60. By August 2023, change creatinine 1.45 with a GFR of 56. Since then has been fluctuations between 1.5 and 1.7. He denies any major symptoms. He uses a SIPA machine for sleep apnea for the last 5 years. Recently evaluated for secondary polycythemia, probably related to exposure to testosterone. He's very conscious about physical activity, eating right, and taking vitamin supplements. He denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or urinary symptoms, no nocturia, or minimal. He still has his prostate. Denies edema, claudication. Denies chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Besides the flushing of the skin, there is no rash, no bruises, no mucosal ulcers, no headaches. Next paragraph, past medical history, long-standing hypertension. A few years back, he mentioned that it was quite high, accompanied by low potassium. I'm not sure if testing was done for secondary causes of hypertension with low potassium. He has history of depression, secondary polycythemia from testosterone exposure, denies diabetes, denies the event thrombosis pulmonary embolism, denies TIS stroke, denies any heart problems or vascular disease, just started donating blood, but because hemoglobin being too concentrated is being placed on hold. He's using GLP-1 agonist for weight reduction. Used to take it 4 years ago. Was off for a period of time. Restarted recently. Next paragraph. Surgeries including deviated septum, although did not help with the sleep apnea, umbilical hernia repair, a benign condition, right parotid, P-A-R-O-T-I-D. No malignancy, bilateral rotator cuff, left-sided reattachment of the biceps, prior colonoscopy, as well as a ganglion on the right wrist. Next paragraph, smoked very briefly, age 18 to 20 for 2 years, less than a pack per day, discontinued. Was drinking heavily alcohol at the time of divorce, already discontinued. No documented liver disease. Next paragraph, question, kidney disease on family related to diabetes. Next paragraph, no allergies. Next paragraph, medications include ARB, telmisartan, Thiazine Today, ELMISARTAN, Norvasc, potassium, bupropion, testosterone, Zepbound, Zepbound, long list of supplements, no anti-inflammatory agents, also recently started for depression, on Uvelite, AUVS in Victor, ELIT. Why? Which is dextromethorphan combined with bupropion. Next paragraph on physical exam, way down to 214, previously 227, blood pressure 120 over 90 on the right, 122/98 on the left. There is flushing of the skin, face, neck, chest, no respiratory distress, normal eye movement and speech, no gross mucosal abnormalities, no palpable neck masses, thyroid or lymph nodes. Lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no palpable liver spleen masses or bruits, no gross edema, non-focal. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries are from September, creatinine 1.54. GFR 51 stage 3, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal albumin, calcium, liver function test not elevated, normal magnesium, glucose, high hemoglobin 17.7, normal white blood cell and platelets. The highest creatinine was in February this year at 1.72 for a GFR 45. There is minor increase of triglycerides and low HDL. I do not see a urine analysis. Next paragraph, other history for cat allergy severe, they get rid of the cat and he uses or he carries EpiPen as needed. Follows with Dr. Avula, A-V-U-L-A, allergies. Next paragraph. He believes there is a recent kidney ultrasound I found one from September 2024. Normal size kidney, 13 right and left, no obstruction. A simple cyst. There are multiple cysts on the right, on the left sided. Question kidney stones on the left sided without obstruction. There is increase echogenicity on both renal cortexes. We decrease demarcation of the cortico-medullary junction. Next paragraph, a CT scan back in 2019. Showing fatty liver without cirrhosis, This was done with contrast, at that time normal excretion on both kidneys. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan: chronic kidney disease over the last few years associated to hypertension, presently stage 3, blood pressure diastolic remains high, he is exposed however to testosterone, no symptoms of urine, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Urine analysis is going to be obtained to assess for activity for blood protein or inflammatory process. Depending on that, might require serology and a renal biopsy. Repeat chemistries, including PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. He has secondary polycythemia. Reviewing records, hematology, Dr. Sahai, SAHAY, likely related again to testosterone exposure. The abnormalities on the ultrasound a year ago with increased echogenicity represents kidney disease and is not diagnostic of any specific entity. Does have cysts, but this is not polycystic kidney disease. There are stones, but there is no history of that, and they are not causing obstruction. He takes a long list of supplements, but they are not considered nephrotoxic. The association of severe hypertension, low potassium years ago raises the concern for secondary hypertension. We'll see if we can find any records about it or what testing was done, specifically looking for hyperaldosterone state, although present. Potassium is normal with the potassium replacement as well as the use of ARB medications. All is to discuss with the patient, further to follow with new testing, end of dictation.